This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Pentecost Mondays E. First posted June 7, 2010, Psalm 30 Thanksgiving for Healing, paraphrase, I will praise you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me. Lord, when I cried to you for help you healed me. You restored my soul from the dead, my life from the grave. Let all his saints, those consecrated to the Lord's service, sing praises and give thanks to his holy name. His anger is only momentary, but his favor is lifelong. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning, Psalm 30:5. When I was enjoying prosperity, I thought that would never change. By your favor, Lord, you had established me like a strong mountain. But when you hid your face, I was shaken. To you, Lord, I cried and pleaded, would there be any gain in my death, if I go to the grave? When I return to dust, will I be able to praise you and testify to your faithfulness? Hear and be gracious to me, Lord, and be my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth garment of ritual mourning and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. Psalm 30:11-12. Commentary. This can be the prayer of thanksgiving for all of us who call upon the Lord in faith, obedient trust, in times of trouble. This psalm is my own experience and testimony. The Lord is willing and able to deliver us from our physical enemies. Over and over, the Lord has done so for me. As we trust in God's word, and the testimony of the psalmist in today's text, for example, the Lord will fulfill his promise to deliver us. As the result, our faith grows, and when trouble occurs we can recall the faithfulness of the Lord to us in the past. Also, and more importantly, in this world we all have spiritual enemies at work against us, sin, death, and Satan. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Only the Lord can lift us up above our spiritual enemies, and restore our souls to life from death and the grave. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right? Jesus Christ is God's one and only provision for the forgiveness of our sins, our restoration to fellowship with God, our Father, our Creator, which was broken by sin, and our restoration to eternal life from the dead, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. This is only possible through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. By the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit we are born again, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual, eternal life. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God is like a good father. He disciplines us for our own good, Hebrews 12:5-11. His momentary anger is intended to lead us to repentance and righteousness, doing what is good, right and true, according to God's word, so that we might have a good life now and eternally. When we do what is right, he rewards us with his favor, prospering our activities, and also allowing us to feel his love for us personally. Too often we take credit when we are successful materially, and blame God when things go wrong. When we're not living according to God's word, he lifts his favor from us and allows us to experience troubles, in hope that we will recognize our need for his favor and protection. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?